Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Thirteen damage.
All right. Describe dealing damage. 13 damage to a flaming scarecrow that has one hit point.
Okay, so it's this giant ball of fire, and I hit it with my hammer, and it goes out instantly. It's like using a snuffer on a candle. Like, it's just suddenly there's a little pile of ash, and then there's nothing else. And Lank picks up his hammer and sort of looks at the end of it, like, thinking that the scarecrow has stuck to it. But no, it's just this little pile of ash. So Lank shrugs and moves on. Maybe I should go after... What's your face? Yeah, I'm going to move toward the skull and help Bathwack.
All right.
Oh, should we stabilize Davian? How many,
Davian,
Ravian?
Well, you say that, but I can't do anything about that.
Oh. When you say we, you mean the royal we.
Yeah, when you say we, you mean everyone but the guy coming to help you.
All right. So it's hard to get an angle on her. She's up in that skull there, and there's this giant turtle guy who's basically taking up the only purchase that gives any additional sort of view on her.
Can I get around to the other side? Like, see, she's sort of in it, like she's sort of sitting in it, right?
Yeah, she's inside the...
Could I climb up the other side from Bathwack?
You could try. He took the easy way up. The other way would take a... You'd have to roll a check to see if you could climb up. And then once you're up there, you don't really think there's room for you in there with her.
Right, I wouldn't want to get in, I would just want
to,
like...
So you'd be, like, kind of balanced on the edge.
Lean over, you know, sort of hanging off the side and hitting her with my hammer with the other hand.
Okay. So, yeah, give me an athletics check to see how well you climb up there.
Fantastic.
And then you're basically going to have to do that every time you try to attack, because you're going to be holding on and swinging.
Okay, do I get any bonuses for this?
It's a skill check, so you'll see a bonus under athletics.
No, I meant my proximity.
I don't know about the proximity.
It's saving throws and...
Attack rolls. Yeah, so no.
Okay, total of 13 then.
Okay. You try to scrabble up the side of this, and it's just basically a smooth skull, so you're not able to gain purchase. If you maybe got enough strength to leap up, you might be able to catch the edge, but you did not do so on this attempt.
Do I still have an attack?
Yeah. That was part of your movement. You can still try to hit... Yeah, yes, you still have an attack. That climb was part of your movement.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to try to hit the skull.
Yeah! Crush it!
Okay.
Do it.
So yeah, you just like you would anything, give me an attack roll. And let
okay.
me figure out
this
how
time
this
I have the plus four, right?
Yep. Okay. No, plus a d4, not double.
Plus
four.
Yeah. I know. Okay, the d4 didn't help much. But that's total of 24.
Oh, that hits.
And then I will smack it for... Come on. There we go. 14.
Okay. All right, you hit the side of the skull, and you see a crack form under your hammer. Splinters out. One big crack with some little cracks coming off of it.
Awesome.
You, with that hit, you feel like it would take, you know... It wouldn't take you forever, but it'd take a little work. But you think that you could damage this skull enough so that way it's, you know, what you're doing, you feel like has validity.
Okay.
In general,
I feel affirmed in my life. Says Mike to himself.
Yep.
As he glances up at his giant turtle friend balancing on a skull with an evil woman inside it. Lank does a little smile to himself and then, you know, prepares for another hit at the skull.
Yep.
But then freezes in place because his turn is over.
You're not going to take another attack?
Well, I killed the...
Oh, right. Thank you.
He's so honest and cool.
No. he's the whole package, guys.
That's not the Lank you remember from Tivoli, Will.
That's so true.
All right. These ravens are going to swoop down and try to peck at Babala Saga again. And that misses. And hits. And the one swarm pecks at her and does not very much damage. But still, better than nothing. All right. And then it is Nick's turn.
I feel like we haven't seen much of Nick in a while.
Yeah, I know.
You haven't. Well, you've seen...
Well, he said darn earlier.
Lank saw a lot of him.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. That didn't go so well.
Let me do some math. And by math, I mean research.
Which feels like math.
By research, I mean cooking. I mean getting a beer.
By All right. getting a beer, I mean practicing the art of carpentry.
All right. He turns around. He looks up at Babala Saga. And he puts his hand, his fingers to his temples, and he says, "Laugh! Laugh! Laugh!" And he casts Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Oh no, now we have to hear more of this laughter?
Well, if it works.
My ruse. All right, so she has to succeed, and she probably will. Yes, she definitely does. And you just hear her go, and then she stops.
The rest of us sort of crack up, though.
He says, "Guys, that's not very nice." And
Nick, we were laughing at her.
He doesn't hear you. He's intent. He's walking up to the skull, and next turn, he looks like he's gonna maybe try to do something more physical, less magic-y. And then it is her turn. So she's been struck a couple times by this dragonborn in front of her. She's like, "What do you think you're doing? Do you know what you look like? You look like an iguana!" And she points at you and casts polymorph.
Oh no. He'll turn into the same thing he already is.
just to clarify before this happens.
Yes?
I can bless up to 3 creatures within range, right? I blessed myself, Lank, and Rafina.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Just now?
It's going to matter if I have to make a saving throw.
Yeah.
You do have to make a saving throw. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
All right. It's not very good. Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
I'm totally gonna be an iguana.
Oh no!
I mean, I don't even know if I need to bother rolling the d4.
Well, I have a terrarium for you.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
So, that's a wee 7.
Okay.
Oh my god.
All right.
Oh no!
So, you see her point at Bathwack and say this word, iguana. And basically, you're looking, and it's like Bathwax there, and then all of a sudden he's not. And right there, where he was standing, there's no, like, shrinking, or it's literally, like, instantaneously. There is a huge, fat iguana perched on the underside of the hard palate of this skull.
Overweight?
Oh, this is
a little bit.
This is terrible, right? Because she could totally overkill me, and I'd be dead.
Well, so you don't have any other powers?
I will tell you, you as an iguana, Bathwack, you have 2 hit points, your armor class is 10, you have a speed of 20 feet, and you have an attack, it's a bite, it's +0 to hit, and it deals 1 piercing damage.
So, but okay, so should we take a moment for him to make his new character sheet?
Oh my goodness. Well, I have polymorph, so I can tell you
who's next?
Well, I'm just saying I can tell you that it doesn't last forever. It only lasts for probably like a minute or so. I'm trying to find my cards. There they are. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but dude,
does she have another attack right now?
Attack on you when I try to get the hell out of here.
Right, exactly.
Well, then don't.
But don't try to get out of there because I don't know. Maybe you'll die. Says Will. I'm just kidding. Oh, it's up to an hour.
What?
Oh no. All right. Does Will see this?
And it's Bathwax's turn.
Oh, no.
Don't move, Bathwax.
And Will does not see this. You have a hand completely covering your eyes and face. Okay. A smelly poop hand.
I don't think I can do a damn thing.
You're pretty good at climbing. It would be very easy for you to get down.
He could, like, climb into
the skull.
But
if I climb, she's going to get an opportunity attack, right?
I'm just telling you.
But I'm telling you that, like, I was in there, and there's, like, holes and shit, because it's a skull. Maybe you could, like, hide in it. I don't know. Is that plausible?
I'm otherwise explained, but is Bathwax still Bathwax, or is he now, like, does he have the mind of an iguana?
He does not have the mind of an iguana. He has the body of an iguana.
Alex, you have to go do research and figure out how smart iguanas are, and then you can take your turn, okay?
Yeah.
And by doing research, I mean I'm going to go get a beer.
You just stand there, and you stick your tongue out.
Because, yeah, I figure if you put an iguana in this situation, the iguana's just going to chill. The iguana doesn't know any better.
Right, yeah. Oh my goodness.
So he knows. It's an iguana who understands the gravity of the situation.
He gets it.
This iguana is
cool. So isn't it iguana who can speak? Can he talk?
No.
No.
Okay, so I can't cast command and ask her to unpolymorph me.
No.
Right. Yeah, because I'm sure she'd comply.
She might be forced.
You can't speak, cast spells, or take any other action that requires hands or speech.
Wow.
Oh. But I'm sure I can wiggle my arms in a compelling way.
It might be very compelling.
He just stands up his little iguana arms.
All right. Yeah, I can basically do nothing. Do I still have my breath weapon?
You could tell the interrupting iguana.
No, I'm an iguana. Yeah. All right.
You could try to cast your breath weapon. You could try to use your breath weapon. You could see what happens.
Oh my god, do it!
I'll probably just throw up.
Just pretend that you're just an iguana with an iguana mind, and then maybe she'll ignore you.
She'll forget. Oh, look, it's an iguana! Nice!
Alright, is there a hole in this skull right here, where I'm standing?
There is a hole, but you're just a little bit too portly of an iguana to make your way through that hole, unfortunately.
You've got to stay off those fatty mealworms.
Alright. I have 2 hit points. Am I, like, how high up in the air am I?
You're on the pallet of the skull.
Yeah, is it like 10 feet?
That's probably a good rough idea. But you have a climb speed of 20 feet.
Yeah, but I can't just like roll off.
That'd probably not be a very good idea.
Yeah. Alright, guys. This could be like the last move ever. Should I try to climb down?
No! Don't!
Or should I hope that she doesn't hit me?
Can't you like move surreptitiously so that you can avoid an attack of opportunity
you can take your action to disengage and then you don't provoke attacks
and
of
you're
opportunity.
An iguana, like how is she Perfect. Even gonna hit you? Get away.
I will disengage and flee.
As an iguana, I will disengage from combat.
Disengage and eat fleas.
And now there are no other enemies around her except these hands, which could easily kill me.
Yeah, there are the hands around. So you can take half of your movement, which is movement, which is 20 feet to climb down, because you also have the same climb speed, and then you can move an additional 2 more squares away from the skull.
All right, then I'm gonna move under the tree if I can.
The stump?
There's an arm within 10 feet that's extending out toward the skull and toward me.
And it's frozen, right?
But this hut, if you recall, when you pulled the gem out, it basically slumped to the ground. So, like, the bottom of it is flush with the ground. I mean, you might find, like, a little crack or something to nestle up in.
He's not right. that big, right?
I'm going to count on Will Pompey and not throw this friggin' hand at me. And if you do, my next character will avenge me.
You know that Katie doesn't ever want Bathwack to die. Katie, I will. There will be a reason for me to never kill you. Maybe. I'm just kidding. But I will never do
what
that.
What a false sense of security.
So I'm going to go back behind Davy and the Ravian and mm-hmm. try to take cover under this, not under, but next behind time, yeah. this leg okay. that's coming off the tree.
All right.
Like I'd like to try to stay out of her line of sight.
Got it. Cool. Okay.
Crap.
All right, and it is the hands' turn. Mm-hmm. The one that you flung off, Rafina, it had caught on fire as it passed over the flaming scarecrow, and it is extinguished. Its life is extinguished by this flame, which is fed by its own essence. I don't know what I'm saying. It burns up. The hand burns up.
There's some fire, and it burns up. That's about it.
And Will, this hand is just going to try to sink its claws deep into your skull, into your scalp.
I don't mind if my
Maybe
scalp is damaged, but if my hair mm-hmm. is messed up, I'm going to be very upset.
It, like, gets some leverage by shoving the palm of its hand firmly under your nose and just digs in.
God. If the hand, Chris, doesn't, like, poke his eyes out.
Well, it rolled a 19, so we won't know this time anyway.
Oh,
but that's
wow.
22 to hit.
Okay, yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay. And it deals 5 slashing damage.
Jeez, ouch. Okay.
Wah, I'm an iguana.
There's the title right there. Wah, I'm an iguana.
All right. And then Will, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I obviously have to get this hand off of me, so that is what I focus on, is grabbing this hand, if I can, off of my face.
Got it.
I don't know what that qualifies as. My action? Like, can I grab it and cast a spell? Like,
yeah, I mean, these things are not particularly strong.
Right.
So it does not take much to get it off of you.
Okay. And I can see that she's... Once I get it off my face, I can see that she's, like, the only enemy left. Can I do a quick scan and see?
Yeah, pretty
besides
much.
Besides this hand.
That you're aware of, yeah. You also notice that Bathwack's gone.
I'm like, oh, yes. Of course, I don't know what that means because I just don't see him. I don't see his dead body. I'm just like, he's gone. Damn it. Where is he?
So none around. Of us saw what happened.
Probably staying out of combat like always.
I whirl around to see if he's about to drag me somewhere.
No, everybody saw it but Will.
Maybe I learned how to fly above everything and not get hit and not participate.
Oh, man, I'm going to throw this hand at you. I'm just kidding. okay. Man, that iguana thing really... I was, like, prepared to do something else, but now this iguana thing has happened, and I have to just take care of this stupid tiny hand.
It's an iguana event.
So, like, the other one got destroyed so quickly. Would I be able to tell, like, if I whipped this thing, would I have to use a spell to kill it? Or, like, if I just whipped it against something, could I just break it
and
kill it?
If you threw it hard enough, you might be able to.
But I have to be strong. Never mind. Okay. That is not something. Can I be calling Bernard, by the way? Because Bernard just isn't over here. Come on, Bernard.
Sure.
Can't you hear my mental groans and shit? Get over here and help.
You're very guarded.
Okay. What?
Will, it's very guarded.
You're very guarded. What? Whatever. Fuck you.
What are you talking about? You don't know anything about me. I'm not guarded.
You dick.
All right. I am going to, I guess, do another shocking grasp at the hand. It's very easy. If it's in my hand, I can just cast it and shock it to death,
okay.
Hopefully again.
Go for it.
And then as I'm doing this, I grab the hand off. I look at it in disgust. I'm like, horrified that I'm even holding this thing, and I'm rising up off the ground flying, and I'm casting a spell at the same time. Because
cool.
I still have fly cast.
You're like Raiden.
I'm what?
You're like Raiden. Because you're casting Shocking Grasp. Do you know who Raiden is? This is another fighting game reference, just like last time.
Nope.
He's from Mortal Kombat, though.
Nope. 18.
Hit.
6.
All right.
Oh, and it's two of them, so...
All right, you deal 10 damage to a creature that has 2 hit points.
This time it's gleeful, because I know that I'm about to kill it, because the other one exploded.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I, ooh, do I have to roll to, like, do it so that she can't see me? Like, can I turn as I fly and do it behind my body? Like,
it's easy enough with what she's being distracted by that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to roll for that.
But okay, you can describe
right.
it that way.
Okay, yeah, like, I'm spinning as I fly, and mm-hmm. I'm electrocuting it and zapping it into non-existence.
Yep.
Okay. It crumbles in my hands, and I'm just like, argh! Like, just brushing my hands, immediately preparing prestidigitation to clean them off.
And your face.
And my face. Oh, God, so disgusting. If it really does stink, I am so disturbed. But, and then
it
I'm
definitely
gonna,
does.
I'm going to fly back up to kind of to where I was over the situation and see what's going on. And
okay.
look for Backthwack as well, because that is interesting. If I really don't see him, I want to know where he
you
is.
You don't.
I know, that's crazy. So, yeah, I'm going to survey the battle scene, and I'm going to move my character as I fly up and to the side like this.
Okay.
To the east.
A bit.
Not way to the east, just mm-hmm. to, you know, above and to the east-ish.
Cool.
So that I can see what's going on.
Awesome. All right, Rafina.
I yell, "What are you doing, Will? Don't you see that Bathwax an iguana?"
really? What? Wait, no, really? Do you say that?
I do say that, because I saw it.
What? What do you mean?
Don't look for him, he's hiding. It's probably dumb to say, but I do say it.
And I'm looking around, like, do I see him?
And you, and Baba Lasaga goes, "Why is she calling you Will?"
why are you answering me, evil guy, when I'm calling my friend Will, who is dead, and I'm speaking to the heavens?
Because Bathwack's my friend, I told you, mother! Bathwack is, my... Strahd's close personal
friend. They're tricking you. That devil woman back there, she's got a spell on you.
I'm upset that you created, you made Bathwack into an iguana. That hurts my feelings, mother.
I need to get you away from here.
Yes, please do.
All right, Rafina, what do you do, Rafina?
I Google whether polymorph is a curse or an affliction.
It is not a curse. It is a transmutation.
Oh, damn it. All right, so I'm gonna, what good is that, being able to remove curse? I guess it was handy with the werewolves. I'm going to pull out my small silver mirror and flick it so that it catches Bathwack's eye so that he can have sanctuary.
Oh.
What? The terrarium?
Yes! That's her sanctuary.
Yep.
That's her terrarium.
Yeah. So maybe because I do this, he is able to be invisible long enough to escape into my terrarium.
That's amazing.
Wait, you made me invisible? I missed that part.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know what it does. Maybe I do. I don't know.
Wait, what? Sanctuary? You're casting sanctuary.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. And it's a bonus action, so I still get to do a different thing.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to use my healing thing to help Davian.
Your healing thing.
The healing thing being, I'm going to preserve life.
Got it.
And yep.
Preserve.
So in one hand is the silver mirror, and the other hand is the little tiny turtle. Holy symbol.
Got it. Okay. And what does preserve life do again? Just gives him hit points?
So, yes, it gives 5 times the level. So it's a total of 40 to divide among us. I'm going to take a few.
Okay.
Like,
You can only give him half of his total hit point max.
What is his hit point max then?
I will tell you in a second. 31, so he can take 15.
Great. So that means that there's 25 left over. I think I'm the only one who needs them.
Hit points? I need them too, but I don't know if you would know that.
Or if you would want to cast them on Strahd.
Lank pretty much always needs,
you need some,
needs some hit points, yeah.
All right, so just automatically, I'm going to know to give Lank some, because he's always in trouble. So I will dole out 15 to Davian. Sploop! And then
takes a gasp of breath.
Aww.
And then I'm going to give 10 to Lank. Boop!
Thank you!
And I...
You hear it from behind the skull.
And does Bathwack have hit points? Am I going to sort of assume that he has missing hit points because of this encounter with the iguana situation?
You might. I will tell you out of character that he is at his maximum of 2 hit points.
Oh, right. I forgot. I did actually know that. So I'm not going to even bother with that. So I'm going to take the last 15 for myself.
Okay.
And then, am I going to move? No. I'm going to...
That's a good question.
I can go through... Well, can I go through Bathwack? Because he's technically smaller than me.
Yes,
now.
He is a tiny, tiny character. Tiny creature at this point.
I want to head toward the skull so that I can help fight it.
Okay. You can do that. There's nothing stopping you.
So I'm going to go diagonal. Boop. Maybe I'll go, well, right next to Will. Hi, Will! Sorry about that hand.
Who? What?
Also, Will is up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
And looks like Strahd.
Yeah, I have that
I'm not talking to him.
I have that little wing icon on there just to indicate that I'm flying, so people can go under the space underneath. I figured that would help, because it is confusing when we have the map up. Like, you can go in the space that I'm occupying if I'm flying.
All right,
Maybe we can do this because of perspective, and we'll just make you... Like that.
Yeah, I was gonna say make him really tiny or really big or something. That's pretty awesome.
Okay, let's go one more turn and then we're gonna take a break. But let's see what Lank does before we.
Well, Lank's gonna take another swing at the skull.
All right. You felt a nice crunch the first time and felt good about your life. So let's do it again.
So
and you're still blessed.
15 and I shouldn't have used this one. I can't read it. damn it. Okay, 16 total.
That hits. Are you able to line up on a good spot? You know, I'm guessing you're probably trying to stay consistent, weak in the same spot there.
Yes.
Yeah.
14.
Okay. You see a chunk fall off the top. And hit the ground and break into pieces sort of off of the lip. So you're definitely doing some structural damage here to this thing.
Well, I'll hit it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am not rolling well. 14. Whoops, that's not a D4. It's like, I just
plus
got an 8 on a D4. 16 again.
That hits again.
That is 15 damage.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this with this last crap this last crap that you took. it's like a D&D game that like our 5-year-old would play.
Yeah. Right.
Like poops on the skull and it breaks it.
Yeah.
With this last hit, these cracks just go like all you could you like from where you can't even see from your side, they kind of wrap around the side. So that last hit, you've been really pounding on this one spot and it seems to really be taking its toll. You don't think this skull has much left in it. Part of the jawbone on the front falls off and teeth go everywhere.
Oh. Awful.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Is that it?
Looking around for Bathwack.
You cannot see him from where you are.
Okay.
You saw him drop down and you assume became an iguana, and then the iguana scurried off the other direction.
I saw him make a beeline for safety?
You saw him climb down off the skull. That was about all you could see from your, you're kind of tucked away behind that skull, so your field of view is limited.
Okay, I'm going to stay put, because I don't want to leave this spot in case I can finish off the skull.
Okay. All right.
Since he's an iguana, we might as well just play.
Yeah, seriously. He's
just he can't do anything.
Fuck iguanas.
Get your butt over there. We've been making awkward small talk for a long time. And we're tired.
It's only awkward when he shows up.
I know, it's true.
Nothing's awkward when Greg's around. He's too cool.
He's so cool.
I'm pretty cool, I'm told.
I mean, you don't need me here. Bathwack
is... I tried to tell them that.
Bathwack's under the tree. He's going to meet a beautiful female iguana. And raise a family.
You should just give up, Eric. It's not going to work on him.
They're going to have... baby iguanas And they're going to build a home together. Yeah!
It worked. Alright. So, it's Nick's turn.
Oh.
He is going to reach up there with his halberd and try to smack at Baba Lasaga. And his first attack misses. And so does his second attack. It clips into the skull. A chip flies out. It's weakened by Lank's efforts, but it doesn't appreciably do any further damage to the skull. And the ravens are going to swoop down and try to peck at her again. It's a miss. And a miss.
Aww.
She fends them off. Smacks a few out of the air.
Whoa.
And then it is her turn. She is going to look down and say, "Oh no, my beautiful skull!" And she is going to reach up with her quarterstaff and plunge it downwards, and it's going to crack through the skull into the ground. And she's going to cast a wonderful, delightful spell.
Uh-oh.
Radiating out from that point in a, I believe it's 20-foot square.
We're all dead. We're all dead.
Rufina, always quick with an optimistic take. We shouldn't have gone to the windmill.
You see the ground start to tremor and shake, and cracks form in the ground, in the dirt, and from these cracks shoot up these disgusting, shiny, they almost look chitinous, like outside of a beetle, but they're soft, tentacles. Shoot up from the ground all around and start to try to smack at everybody.
Ooh.
So all in that square, tentacles are shooting up, seeking outwards, dripping black goo everywhere and whatnot. It makes all of that square is difficult terrain, and you'll also see what happens on your turns.
Oh, no.
Now it is Bathwack's turn. Bathwack, I need you to make a...
iguana check.
Dexterity save.
Yep, you're still an iguana. Good check.
14. I don't know what...
Wait,
I don't know how dexterous
iguanas
are. Yeah, I'll give
you your bonus. So what was your roll?
13.
13. Okay. Plus 0. I'm going to say you're still blessed, though, so you can still add a d4.
But I...
Don't look a gift iguana.
I would
in the
love
mouth.
To still be blessed.
Yeah,
there you
I'm
go.
I'm concentrating really hard.
Yes, you have nothing else to do
it's
but
basically
concentrate.
Basically, the one thing you can do. Yeah, you didn't have to cast the spell. It's still, and you didn't take any damage. You didn't have to save. So, yeah, so you're still blessed. You can add a d4.
So roll a d4.
Yes, and add that to your bonus.
Plus 1.
Okay. You try to scamper out of the way. You kind of back yourself into a nook in the root, and you find yourself cornered. And this, you see this huge. It's, to you, it looks gigantic because you're this small little fat lizard, and it swings through the air and splats into you. So you take.
Oh crap! I'm dead.
You take 14 damage.
Yeah, so you have 2 hit points.
You're reduced to 0 hit points, and you immediately transform back into your normal form.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, is that how it works?
That's all it took?
And you take the remainder of the damage.
Aw, man, why didn't I just go hit him?
I know, we could have killed him. I mean, not kill him, you know what I mean.
Put him out of his misery, say.
Yeah. But you are prone, you're like down, like crawling on the ground. Your bag spills open and a bunch of your stuff falls out.
Hmm.
Will, I want you to give me a perception check.
What do I get to see? Damn it! I think it's like 9 or something like that. It'd be 9.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Cool.
By which you mean, that sucks.
Yeah. It's like, great job, me.
All right, so take the 12 remaining damage, if you haven't already, from that blow from this tentacle. And then you also do find yourself restrained. This tentacle has wrapped itself around you.
I was sure that I was just dead.
Well,
that's what
you're not.
Phew.
That's what you get when you assure. Wait.
Restrained. I can. Assumed. I'm so happy now.
So yes, you sound it. Your speed is zero, and things have advantage, and you have disadvantage when you attack, and you also have disadvantage on dex saving throws.
Okay.
And it's still your turn.
That was, hooray!
That was the start of your turn.
Welcome back.
Can I cut the tentacle?
To get out, you need to make either a strength or dexterity check.
All right. I'll try to pull free then. 19. That's a strength check.
All right. That that succeeds. You flex your beefy muscles, and this tentacle rips. And you're showered with goo, but you are free.
Ew. That's disgusting.
That is really disgusting.
You still have a movement action left.
All right. So I'll use half my movement to stand up.
Okay.
I'll leave my crap on the floor for now, mm-hmm. on the grass, in the swamp.
Yep. Oh, no. Artax!
And, all right, so what... I guess I'm going to find out what happens when I move on the tentacles. She's destroyed the skull?
No. She put a hole, like a neat little hole, through the bottom of the little cavity she's standing in.
I'm going to say, I've got a job here, don't you?
So she's still standing up on the top?
Yep. You can tell from here, it's pretty cracked.
All right.
And within the square, all of the terrain is difficult terrain, so it takes double movement to move
into all right. the square. Well, I'd like to try to climb back up the skull.
Okay. You, with the movement you have left, you could basically get up to the skull.
Okay, because I have half my movement.
Yes, but this is difficult terrain, and climbing is hard as it is.
Okay.
So.
Well, then, since I can't reach her quite yet, I'll just attack the skull too.
You've used your action to free yourself from the.
Oh. All right, fine.
The tentacles.
I will just be thankful I'm not an iguana anymore.
That's right. You're ingrate. Okay. Will, it's your turn.
Okay. I want to look around and see what the status of everyone. Does everyone look pretty beat up? And what does she look like? Does she look like she's taken any hits? Like, what's going on?
Give me
on?
A perception check.
All right. Perception. Do better this time. That's pretty good. 18.
All right. Now that you're taking a careful look around, you see that this skull is in pretty bad shape. You don't think it's going to last much longer. Mm-hmm. She's taken a fair amount of licks. She's, I wouldn't say bleeding. She's oozing in a few places, Babala Saga.
Ew.
Davian's been given a lot of hit points back, but he's still down on the ground, kind of recuperating.
Okay.
Nick hasn't been hit at all. I don't know about everybody else. You guys can weigh in terms of how you look health wise, just roughly. If you're,
Rafina's gotten me back on my feet.
Yeah, I'm not to my full, but I'm like 2/3.
I did watch her get walloped by a boulder at one point.
You okay. did, and you also notice amongst the junk that has spilled out of Bathwack's bag. Now that you're looking carefully, you can see
something
Curtis's weapon, which you were Oops. Unaware that he had taken.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be... He's not happy about that.
Curtis?
Will's brother that we've not met. His weapon was found in Argon Vosthold. And Bathwack took it.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm mad. Will is mad, not Katie.
I mean, Strahd. I mean, Will.
I mean, Strahd. I mean, what?
It's curly.
All right. If I see that, I'll do a double take and he's like gonna be like, how dare he? And watching him, was he about to try to climb up the skull?
I don't know. Is that true, Bathwack?
I don't know, Will. What do you think I'm gonna do? What does it look like I'm about to do?
Because you just moved and you had the discussion. That's why I'm asking you, because you were talking about how it's difficult terrain and how he was gonna
I don't know
try
if he's
climb.
Changed his mind after knowing the circumstances, so.
Okay.
That's all.
I'm going to turn into an iguana again. I like that. That felt good.
Yeah. Kind of liked it.
He's reached the skull.
We don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, you're purposefully not telling.
I couldn't get up the skull, but I could reach it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to cast chromatic orb. And because I've noticed that Lank is busting this thing apart, and I'm like, okay, these guys that want to hit the witch, hit Baba Lasaga, can't get up to her. It'd be better if she's on the ground. And she looks like she's about to die, so probably these guys can take care of her if I let go of my Strahd facade. Strahd facade.
Strahd facade!
Strahd.
So I'm going to...
How odd.
Cast Chromatic Orb.
Strahd.
Strahd. I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb, and I'm going to pick Thunder Damage. Okay. Hopefully shattering the skull. That's what thunder damage does, right? It's like a shattery kind of thing.
It's like a sonic kind of resonance kind of thing. Are you going to target the skull?
I'm basically throwing it into there with her and hoping that it, like into the cup so that I hopefully can destroy the skull and she can topple out of it. And she's in the same square. So, I mean, doesn't that...
Let's roll your die and see how you do.
All right. 14 plus... Ooh. Oh, Bernard's not there. So, 21.
Okay. Roll your damage.
Okay. So, this is a good one because, look, it says 3d8, and whenever I use a spell slot of second level or higher, it's 1d8.
You cast this as a single level spell because it's from your wizard feat. It's not part of your...
Damn! Okay. Well, just 3d8 then. Okay. 3, 8, 6.
Okay. Add that up for me.
17.
Okay. All right. So describe the attack to me.
Okay. So basically, like I said, he does a double take. He sees that Bathwack took Curtis's weapon. He's not happy about that because Will's kind of a control freak and he told him to put it down and not take it. So he looks at Bathwack. He feels like he's probably going to try to climb that skull again. He's going to try to shatter the skull, maybe make Bathwack fall off it if he's about to climb up it. That was the only reason I was asking that question because it was for flavor purposes. I think I've done the chromatic orb thing before. He's whirling his hands around. Mm-hmm. He's throwing it like a baseball. It's like a baseball of thunder. So thunder looks like a cloud, I guess. I don't know. Thunder.
Okay. Cool.
Something like that.
It's a little Pikachu.
It's that's lightning, Eric. Jeez. I don't even know Pokemon, but I know that. So, yeah. And so when it hits, it's more like an explosion of the purple swirly smoke and stuff like that from the swirly man.
All right.
And then I'm going to take my movement after that, and I'm going to go and grab it, because I don't like that he has that. I'm going to take it from his stuff and see what other things are in there and see what else I can take.
All right. So this thunder orb shoots down, crashes into the ground below. It actually...
No, not to the ground.
No, sorry, to the floor beneath
her feet.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Yes. I just didn't know if I was being clear.
It actually
throwing it into the cup of the skull.
Yeah, the arc of it actually carries it right into that hole that she made with her staff, and it detonates within the skull.
Sweet.
Lank, you're winding up for a next pitch, and you see just this... winding up for a next pitch, for a next hit, and you see this bone just disintegrate in front of you as the whole thing crumbles to the ground.
Ooh.
She flies up into the air a little bit as the concussion does kind of catch her. It deals her some damage, not the full amount. Then she tumbles to the ground.
And bonks her head, right?
Yes! That's what I was hoping for, that she would fall
out. As I was winding up a pitch for the skull, can I instead just hit her on the head?
Most likely, yeah. Hold on 1 second. So yes, it's nothing but a pile of bone dust. Imagine a bag of flour. And you're gonna swoop down. Are you gonna pick up the weapon?
Yes. Okay. What else is there?
That's not a question for me. I don't know what's in Bathwack's bag.
What else is in that bag? Well, wouldn't you be able to control what fell out of it?
I don't know what's in it at all.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't know.
He won't play anymore. Now he's gonna be silent. He's gonna be muted this whole time. He's gonna be. I don't know why you can't hear what I'm saying. What's in my bag? I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, make a perception check.
Perception check. Fine. Where's my die? There it is.
Here, let me roll.
18. All right. Plus.
Yes.
19 perception.
So
I steal Bathwack, everything.
How many things are in your bag total?
No. In my bag. Okay, so one.
Just give me a rough idea.
400 or 500.
500 weapons, at least.
Does it count weapons too?
No.
I was just joking.
Oh, okay. Like 25 individual items.
Okay. So, 98% of them have fallen out of your bag.
Oh my gosh!
So, in the list, I'm gonna say the fourth one stayed in your bag and everything else is out.
Great.
Oh no.
Guess what's still in my bag?
What?
Wait, why am I telling you that?
Yeah, really?
I should tell you what fell out. No, here, I'll tell you what stayed in and you can figure out the rest. The Tinder box stayed in the bag.
Nice.
So what does Will see?
Bedroll, a mess kit, the punching dagger, six torches.
I just got all the torches.
A pile of rations, a water skin, a pack of cards, and...
This is so personal.
Money pouch and two vials.
I know. I think I'm just going to take the weapon, actually. No, yeah, I don't think Will would actually... Will has other plans. He has other things he might want to take, but I don't think he wants to take any of that.
Okay.
I think he just wants to take that weapon. That's all he's thinking about right now.
Okay.
He's mad. He's offended about that.
Got it. And I'm assuming you grip it by the handle as you pick it up?
Yeah, otherwise I'm gripping it by a blade.
Yeah.
What is all these questions about, DM? Oh, God. I'm going to get killed.
Okay. So as, Will, as you grab the punching dagger and wrap your hands around the handle.
Hands? Just one. Hand. I'm grabbing it so I can fly back away.
Yes.
I'm not planning on, like, hanging out down here amongst everybody fighting.
Yes. As you grip the handle of the punching dagger... the rest of you, you see Will as Strahd swoop down and grab it. And then, all of a sudden, in his place, you see this hulking man. He's bald. He's huge. Like, he's a mountain of a man. He looks kind of actually... Like, the look on his face, he looks kind of confused. But Will is no longer there.
What?! No! No! No,
wait, so
Will!
It's not Strahd, but what?
Okay, now I'm a new character.
Wait, did you literally just hand her a new character sheet?
Yeah, he just handed me a new character.
And what does Curtis say as he appears? He was at one point he was getting ready to go to bed in his house, and now he is standing in the middle of a swamp.
Oh my God, I'm not clever enough to come up with this.
Wait, now she's
Curtis.
His brother?
Oh my God, this is very hard.
Wait, she's Will's brother now?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Can we call
Will as his familiar?
All you know is that Will is here somewhere and he's in danger.
Will is here?
That's all we know or
that's
all
Curtis
knows? Okay.
Will is here somewhere?
Will is or was here and is now in danger and needs you.
But freaking lady is well aware this is no longer Strahd. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And I'm now a new character. And I don't know how to play this character.
You know that... you're aware who is friend and who is foe. Like, from what would be Will's perspective. The half-elf guy is a nice guy, and so is the dwarf and that little old lady and this naked guy on the ground in front of you. That wizened old lady, she's bad news. She is terrible. And you're not sure about the guy who kind of looks like a turtle. he may or may not be your friend.
None of us are sure.
And I can't see Will anywhere?
No.
Oh my God, I don't know what to do. This is impossible. Oh no. Okay, Curtis would, if I know Will is somewhere, or I just feel like he's somewhere. Mm-hmm. I know he's somewhere.
No, the latter.
I feel like
You're here for him. Like, Will is involved.
Oh my God. Guys, I'm sorry. I have no idea. I have no idea what to do. I don't even have a voice or anything.
What did the rest of us see? Did we just see Will vanish?
The instant you saw Will pick up this thing, you saw this man kind of thud to the ground because Will was like a floating off of the air. And he looks around and he looks like he is dumbfounded. He does not know what to say.
So did we see like Will become this person?
It was basically like maybe like a tiny flash of like purple smoke, and then all of a sudden, Will was done. It wasn't like a morph, but yeah.
It was very clearly Will was there. Now in his place is this mountain of a man who
Correct.
Looks dazed and confused. Mm-hmm. Well, at least he's got the right attitude.
I guess he might. turn to Rafina and be like, wait, so I know that the old lady is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she's looking at you wide-eyed, and she says, what did you do with my boy?
Huh? I think I look at Rafina and go, do I hit her?
If you can, yeah.
And I think he just nods. Curtis is not very smart. That was my thing. He did make a sheet. It says intelligence 7 minus 2. So, you know, yeah, I'll go in. What do I do? Do I hit? Do I roll or something?
You have a turn as Curtis.
Okay. I don't know what these things are. Okay. Now I have to look at this. I have a lot of hit points, way more than Will does. My armor class is not that great.
My Do you have any spells at all?
I have action surge. Isn't that what Greg has? I must be a fighter.
I do have action surge.
Oh, I'm a fighter. It says right here, fighter. I'm a champion. Okay. All right. Okay, well then I'll run up to the lady and punch her in the face with my punching dagger.
All right, go for it.
Okay.
Your attack is right there in the middle of your sheet.
Rafina cheers him on. Go, stranger guy, go!
Plus 10?
Mm-hmm.
21? Is that what other people have for their attack bonuses? Like these crazy... Is that like what Bathwack has in Lank? Is that why they can hit everything? Wow, you guys, I'm on the other side of fighting right now. This is very confusing.
It's going to be hard to go back.
Oh my god. Okay, so a 21.
Okay.
Now what do I do?
That hits. Now okay. You roll your damage.
What die do I use? 2d6. Okay, so that's 14.
Total?
Yes.
Okay. And you have an extra attack if you want to take it, because you're a fighter.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Well, yes. Yes.
Okay.
I guess he punches with his punching dagger, and then it just says fist. So I punch with my fist now.
Or you can punch with your punching dagger.
I can do that again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think he runs up to her, and he just is trying to grab at her, but I don't know if she ethereal or something? Can nope. I not grab her? He's not afraid at all. This is Will's bodyguard. So he just is going to grab her by...
I mean, right. For flavor, you can't take a... Like,
okay,
you can't
no
grapple
grappling,
her.
But, yeah. But it's for flavor, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, grab her right under that and try to mm-hmm. punch her twice with the punching dagger.
Okay.
That's only a 14.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay, that misses.
Damn!
Describe your miss as Curtis after punching her once with your dagger.
I punch her once, and then... God, I don't know how to... This is... I think I... punch her once, but I'm looking for Will, so I'm looking around and I just miss the second time. I just whiff right by her head.
Okay. In your head, you hear Will egging you on.
Oh my god, what? Mm. I am not doing that. I'm so confused. This is very... I'm really nervous right now. I don't know what's going on.
Rafina, it's your turn.
All right. I'm all jazzed now. I like fresh blood here. I am... Oh, wait. Let me just check the map. Make sure I am where I think I am.
Oh, and... Oh, I didn't do this for Curtis. Dang it. That's my fault. But I remember now for Rafina. Give me a dexterity saving throw, Rafina, because you are still amidst these tentacles.
All right. I get a 1, which means I get to roll again.
Yes, you do.
I got a 9. Plus, oh wait, that's dexterity you said?
Dexterity saving throw.
Plus 3.
Okay. The tentacle grabs you.
Great.
You added the plus 4, yeah.
No, I didn't add the plus 4. Yeah, okay, so then it's 12 plus 4, 16.
Okay. You take 9 bludgeoning damage and you're grabbed and restrained by this tentacle.
Not happy, yells Rafina. And okay, so now I can take my turn?
Yes, you may.
Are my hands free?
Yes, you're at any attacks, you'll be at disadvantage, but yes, you can attack.
All right, so I'm going to, it's going to be disadvantage, but I'm going to try my sun sword one more time. I'm going to try to hack at the tentacle. Okay. I got a 16, and I add a bunch of things. Not the Bathwack, but
you
I add...
a 16?
Yeah.
All right, you are free of the tentacle.
Wow. Because I cut it?
Yeah.
Nice.
So now you can move, but that was your action.
But don't I get a bonus?
If you have something that is a bonus action, you could take a bonus action, sure.
I want to heal myself.
Okay.
Healing word will do it. All right, so 1d4 plus my spell casting ability modifier. This is not going to be worth it. Yeah, total of 5. Woohoo! All okay. Right.
All right, do you want to move anywhere? You can move out of the tentacle area if you want to stay ranged.
That is an excellent plan. Is anyone... No, no one's going to hit me.
Nope.
All right, I'm going to go this away.
All right, so Rufina backs out of the square. Lank, it's your turn. The skull has crumbled, and this hulking man has appeared.
So there's a hulking man, mm-hmm. and there's what the rectangle, or the square, rather, is the tentacle.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
You got it. 16.
All right, so you take 7 damage, and you are restrained.
And what does that mean?
You can't move. Your attacks are at disadvantage, and attacks against you have advantage.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, okay, so the person who was just moved to the center, that's Babala of Lahavahua.
Yes.
So I'm rolling at disadvantage.
Yes, please.
I can choose between 3 and 2.
Mm. Oh, no!
All right, so that's 10.
That does miss.
Well, joy.
Go ahead and roll again.
I don't add anything from Bathwag, do I? The blessing's done?
No, that's gone. So if you want to attack, roll again. And you can actually, you can eschew the disadvantage because he actually is prone. So you would have gotten the 3 on the last one, which still wouldn't have been enough. You would normally get advantage on her because she's prone, but you have disadvantage, so they cancel each other out.
Okay, so I'm rolling
now
no advantage,
just
no disadvantage.
Roll a regular attack, sorry, for the second.
Gotcha.
It wouldn't have mattered on the other one because you did poorly.
This one is 18.
Oh, that hits.
I'm going to smash her with a hammer. Or at least try. All right, 14.
Okay. Ooh, that hurts! Get off of me, you foul silver weapon!
Go! Ooh.
She does not look to be in a good way. It looks like she's maybe shuddering, trying to maybe transform into a swarm of flies.
Oh, we should prevent that, probably.
Mm.
Before
Where's
she
that iguana?
To try.
If only.
The ravens are going to fly down and peck at her. One of them hits.
One of the groups of them?
One of the groups of ravens hits, yep. And then Davian the Ravian is just regaining his composure. He still looks pretty weak. He has gotten some hit points back from Rufina, and he's kind of dragging himself up, and he's got this sword still grasped in his hand. He says, "This is for..." That's kind of her voice. "This is for Elvir, you bitch!"
Whoa.
And he's trying to swing that sword down into her. And that definitely hits. And that one misses. But he swings down, and he cleaves into her shoulder, and the sword is kind of stuck there, and a huge gout of ichor shoots out.
Nice.
Nick is going to run up and try to swing at her with the halberd. He is terrible with it and misses twice. And it's her turn.
Oh, God.
She's going to look up at you all. And she starts laughing again. she does not look good. She's, like, struggling to get up, and it looks like this sword is actually kind of pinning her down.
Oh.
But she reaches up, and it looks like she reaches deep within her. And she reaches up towards the sky in a gesture you recognize.
Oh, no.
From above, you hear this crackling, and you see another orb of fire forming above you, but it looks more intense and more sort of this dark red flame than you've ever seen before.
Oh, fuck.
And it comes hurtling down at you all. It was centered on her.
Oh.
What, is this a suicide thing?
Oh, God.
She says, "This is for Strahd! I'll see you all in hell!"
Ah. Oh, no!
Oh, dear.
And, This huge, intensely hot fireball crashes down on all of you.
And we're dead.
And we'll see how everybody does.
Oh my god.
When we play next time.
In like 5 months.
And it's way too close to midnight.
Yeah.
I hate my time management. I'm terrible at that.
It's not just you. There were lots of gaps and delays and people in the bathroom and stuff like that.
Not naming any names, but
not naming any iguanas.
During a future episode of Pork Fried Dice.
And I was like, I hate the end of this recording. And it's the one that we're supposed to release, because I'm so behind that it's the one that we're supposed to release next. And the end is terrible. Well, that's
let's
what I'm
re-record
saying.
It right now. Let's re-record it.
Oh, it's from a long time ago.
All right.
What do we have to say?
So Babala Saga. We're fighting Babala Saga.
Oh man, okay.
Let's sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat with the words Babala Saga. And then do it as a round. And then at the end of that terrible episode, all of a sudden, they'll just hear the five of us singing Baba La Saga. And it'll be so...
Baba La Saga, Baba La
Saga. No! Wait, that's not the song.
Baba La Saga, Baba La Saga, Baba La Saga.
You're doing it wrong, obviously.
I was thinking... What was that song?
Rarotaka?
Thank you!
Yeah.
Babala Saga,
Babala Saga, Babala Saga, Babala Saga, Babala Saga, Babala Saga,
Babala Saga, Babala Saga, Babala Saga, Babala Saga, Babala Saga,
Babala Saga, Babala Saga. Awful. It's just as bad as the
see?
That the organ player.
Solve the problem. Look at that.
Yep. Now Katie feels so much better about how the outro sounded of the last thing she recorded.
You need to do, Katie, you need to do like the end of Clue where they do the alternate ending.
Yes!
Do the really crappy one and then be like, and this is what we came up with to make it better.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.